good day, and we have a good verse. In the Message Bible, it reads, this is Psalm 44, verse 8. All day we parade God's praise, we thank you by name over and over. And I read it in the Message Bible, and I thought, yeah, that's neat, that's good, we parade God's praise. And I thought, I'm going to look it up in the King James just to be sure before I talk about it this morning. Well, my conclusion, and you can mark this one down, King James has it hands down over the Message Bible on this verse. You don't hear me say that always. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. There's more power in that. So I looked up several of the words. First of all, we're going to focus. What do we boast in? We boast in God. Not in us. Not in what we have done or what we haven't done. Not in anything we have created that our hands have created. But we boast in God. That's just uplifting right there, isn't it, huh? He's worthy of our boasting about Him. Amen. What does it mean to boast? It's the Hebrew word halal. We know that one. It means to be clear, to make a clear sound, to shine, to make a show, to rave, to be clamorously foolish. I hope you pick some good songs this morning so we can do all this during worship, huh? Yeah, right. We can really, really praise Him. It means to celebrate, even celebrate foolishly, to sing, to just get out of ourselves and into Him, okay? And when do we do this? All day long, not just when we're in church. And we're going to praise thy name forever. What does it mean to praise? It's the word yada, the Hebrew word yada. It means to hold out the hand to revere, to worship, and to give thanks. Good verse, huh? Do you think we can do that this morning during worship? We have full liberty from this psalm to really praise His name this morning. Let's stand and let's say this verse from the King James before we start into worship. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Selah. Think about it and let it get into you and let's do it.